Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. How well do you know your ideal clients? How well do you understand how they think, how they speak, what they want, how much they're willing to spend on the solutions that you are offering them, right? And there's a reason I'm asking you this question. I really want you to take some time and think about those questions and really, really answer them. How well do you know your ideal clients? Do you even know who your ideal clients are, where they are? And the reason I'm saying this is that you have to recognize that I always say to you guys, your audience is at different stages of the buying process, right? And because they are at different stages of the buying process, how you speak to them at every stage is going to be different. Similarly, if you speak to somebody like a business or consumer, it's going to be a lot different how you speak to a business to business, right? It's a totally different language. And that's because you understand a business to a business. A business is already at a stage. And when I say a business is 5, 10, 15 years. They have ongoing clients, they're making a certain amount of money and that kind of thing. How you speak to them is going to be different than how you speak to somebody who started 3 months ago. How you speak to somebody who is now finding out about your business is going to be different than how you speak to somebody who has bought from you in the past, right? Who is a regular client of yours. The conversations are going to be different. The way that you speak to them is going to be different. The types of words that you use when you're speaking to them are going to be different, because if somebody is now being introduced to you, you are spending time nurturing them, right? So you are showing them everything. You're showing them behind the scenes. You're showing them testimonials. You're showing them case studies, white papers. You are like really, really going deep into, you know, showcasing like, listen, I am the best option for you and I understand what your challenge is and you should buy from me, right? You are in their face, that you are right? That's from somebody who is now learning about you and your business. It's different from somebody who has bought from you already in the past, right? And who has been a loyal customer or a past customer. They are already convinced that you are the bee's knees because they have bought from you not just once, but twice, three times, five times. They have bought from you so that not that you're not going to be nurturing them, but the type of language that you use is going to be, hey, by now, your soap should be done. Here's another pack and here's another flavor that we have. So try this out because I know that you have eczema, you have dry skin or whatever, because you already have formed a relationship with them and you better understand what their challenges are. Think about it this way. When you now go onto like a website like a Shein or Temu or something and you've never bought from those websites, right? They will show you, even if you sign up for their email list, they will show you everything that they have under the sun, every single thing that they have, right? But if you have bought from them multiple times, what they will do, right? This is where the algorithm comes in. What they will do, they would learn what your buying habits are. They would learn how much you normally spend on any trip to their website. They would learn what type of products, what type of outfits that you usually like to buy. And what they will do is push more of those kind of things in your face. Right? Do you realize that? They'll push more of those type of things in your face because you have shown them that, hey, you don't like flats, you like heels. So let's show this person more heels. What are all the heels offers? We recognize they like this color. Let's show them more of this color. Let's show them heels for different occasions. Let's just show them a whole set of heels. Yeah, we might drop in a flat here or there, but from our relationship that we have built with this person, because they have bought from us so many times and their cart has shown that these are the things that they like, we're going to show them more of this thing. So how they would communicate with you is going to change because you are now a client who has bought from them multiple times, right? That making sense? So similarly for you, how you would speak to a client who is now finding out about you is going to be different than how you speak to somebody who has bought from uni past. And that's why I always tell you, get people on your email list. Get them off of your social media. Attract them through your social media. We're thinking about your sales funnel, right? Attract them through your social media, whether you're running ads, you're doing videos, stories, or reels, or whatever, and get them into your email list. And then segment that email list into different segments. So you know, okay, these people came in to me for sales, or these people came in to me for content creation, or these people came in to me for marketing, or these people came in to me for time management, or these people came in to me as mompreneurs, right? So I would know, okay, I have this segment of mompreneurs. I'm going to sell them this particular thing. Or I have this particular people who are, you know, considering their content management, right? They're struggling with content creation. I'm going to sell them this particular thing. So I'm speaking to them differently, also based on what they came to me for. So it's not the same conversation right across the board. When you speak to like a business to business, right? Those people who are ready to spend $10,000 with you or $20,000 with you in one go, they don't want all the small talk because they already have the money. They don't need all the small talk. They want to know dollars and cents, value. Let's get it. How fast, how soon? Where can we sign? What are we getting? Da 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 da. They move a lot faster. So how you would speak to them is different from how you would speak to somebody who is now starting in business and maybe only have $100 to spend. Yeah? So when I say, do you know your ideal clients? This is what I mean. You really, really have to get into the mind of the ideal client, of your ideal client, the psyche, where they are in your funnel, where they are in their own journeys, whether that's their health journey, whether that's in their makeup journey, whether that's in their skin journey, whether that's in whatever journey it is they're in, right? Where are they at? And let me speak to them where they are at. I hope this makes sense. I hope this made you think about what you're doing so that you can adjust whatever messaging and content that you are sharing with them so that it makes more sense, so that it converts a lot faster, so that you can continue to attract the right people and convert into paying clients, right? Convert those leads into paying clients. As usual, any questions, leave your comments underneath. Jump into my DMs. Click the link in the bio. Let's schedule a consultation to talk more about it and how you can really do this for your business. Yeah, guys, talk to you soon. Be safe. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.